Welcome to Swing Camp. All right, campers, gather round. Tonight we're gonna have a little bit of a different show. I am coming to you outside of a hotel in Bettendorf, Iowa, and we're gonna chat a little bit about the friendships and the adventures that one can have in a non-monogamous lifestyle. So stay tuned. Hi, listeners. Just a quick little interlude before we get on to our show. If you have a suggestion for an upcoming episode, go ahead and send me an email at swingcamp2019@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out our website. It's www.swingcamp101.wordpress.com. As always, thanks for listening. Now on to our episode. Hi, campers. Welcome back. So, right now, I am freezing my ass off because even though it is not yet winter for this Florida girl, no matter how long I've been here, it still feels like it is. And I am feeling inspired to do a recording tonight because I just got back to our hotel. It's not quite 2 a.m. yet. For our third annual trip to Iowa, where we meet up with our friends and do a Halloween bar crawl. We've been doing this for a little while now, and every year it's so much fun. And while I'm out here recording this, my husband and his girlfriend are in one of the hotel rooms having some fun with our friends. And to me, that's actually kind of the beauty of being in the lifestyle. We can do things like this. I am not a group play kind of person, never have been, never will be, doesn't appeal to me. And so my friends here all know that basically after midnight, this coach turns back into a pumpkin and Becca is going to bed. So how do we have nights like this all the time? Is there a secret to it? And I think the answer to that is yes. The secret is that we go to these things without any expectations at all. We go to these things feeling good about what we're wearing. We go to these things feeling good about how tall we're standing, how confident we are in our own skin. And then whatever happens, we allow to happen. One of the ways we get stuck in lifestyle is that we overthink everything. We have a tendency to do this, and it gets us into trouble because we go to events like this and we have all these thoughts running through our head. Are there going to be girls there that are thinner than me or prettier than me or smarter than me? Are there guys there that are better looking than me or buffer than me? And on and on and on. So we ask ourselves these inane questions that, quite frankly, we one, don't have the answer to, and two, it shouldn't really fucking matter at all. All we have to do when we go to these events is be ourselves. So that's the thing that somehow gets beaten out of us as adults, and it's kind of sad. As children, we are 100% confident in the magical creatures that we are. We don't have inhibitions that seem to pile on top of us the minute we start to enter junior high and, as they say in Big Mouth, hormone monsters invade. Somewhere along the way, we lose sight of the fact that what makes us beautiful is just being ourselves. We forget this. And so then we get insecure, and we have self-doubt, and we have worry, and we have conflict, and then we get insecurities again, and then we become jealous, and you see how it cycles on and on. Tonight was so fucking cool for the very reason I had zero fucking expectations about how this evening was going to go. None. I wore a costume that made me feel fantastic. I was fucking rocking it. And as long as I felt good about me, everyone around me had permission to do the same. there is another event going on tonight that's up the road, and they've taken over an entire hotel. And while that sounded like fun, this has been our annual trip for a long time now, so we decided to continue with tradition. I have to wonder, though, tomorrow, how many people, because this is a big event, they've taken over the whole thing, but how many people will wake up with those what-ifs on their mouths? Because they started tonight with a set of expectations that didn't get met, and as the night progressed, it felt worse. Anybody that attended our party tonight or the one down the road, if you listen to this, the best advice that I can give you is a simple one. That wasn't the end of the world. It wasn't the end of your swinging adventures. It was just a step backwards and something that you can learn from. So when you go to the next event, clear your minds, clear your heads, be yourselves. Go up and shake each other's hands. Give each other hugs like you're old friends instead of strangers having first met. If you change the tone of how you see the evening will change all around you. So, folks, this is your Auntie B. And yes, obviously, I outed my name earlier. So, Auntie B, Beck, whichever one you prefer. I hope wherever you are, you've had a fantastic night. And as we approach the set of holiday seasons and we go out there and we have fun with our friends, remember, no expectations. Just open up your minds and open up your hearts and invite in whatever is out there to be experienced. And my apologies, it was a bar crawl. I am pausing a little more tonight than I normally do because I want to make sure I'm articulating properly for you. Fire's almost out, folks, and this camp counselor is ready for bed. Have a great one. Stay tuned for another episode next week. Bye.